after a study in gun violence in Wilmington, Delaware. Federal health researchers offer the state recommendations for curbing the problem. From WHYY's health desk, Tanya English reports that Wilmington often ranks among the five U.S. cities with the highest homicide rate.
In 2013, 154 people were hurt by gunshots in Wilmington. That was a nearly 45% increase compared to the 2 years before.
People don't feel safe. It seems to be getting worse. It's had a grave impact, not to mention the impact on business willing to come into the city.
That's Marlene Saunders. She leads the Delaware chapter of the National Association of Social Workers. Saunders is part of a new group working to prevent gun violence in Wilmington. It's a public health approach.
That is identifying kids who are at risk of using a gun before they actually do.
Nemours Hospital pediatrician Iman Sharif says the root cause of gun violence is chronic stress, usually linked to poverty.
If we talk to our families and find out what's going on in their lives and what stresses they're under, then we can help to connect them to services long before a child gets into the situation where they're in a position of getting engaged in violence.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention studied the lives of Wilmington residents involved in crimes with firearms. Many of them had been abused as children, had a history of school suspensions, and recent unemployment. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.